I'm chatting today with Dr. Nikki Ridges, who is a Senior Research Fellow at the Institute for Physical Activity and Nutrition here at Deakin Uni. Thanks for your time, Nikki.
No worries.
Now, you and Joe Salmon have written an editorial about wearable activity trackers.
Correct.
How many of us are wearing them?
So there's been some research recently that's shown about 20% of Australians wear or own some form of wearable technology. So that can include your fitness trackers, your smartwatches, and also your sports watches. There's some evidence to suggest that Victorians are leading the way with one in four are owning it, and about one in three in other parts of Australia.
And are we doing it because they look good and they're a bit of a novelty, or are we actually sticking with them?
It really does depend on what the reason for purchasing them are. So there's been a huge increase over the last few years in trying to self-monitor physical activity or self-monitor how far they run, for example, using different types of sports watches.
Does wearing a monitor increase the chances that you're going to stick with and aim higher with your goals in terms of physical fitness?
The research is actually quite contrasting. So some of the evidence is suggesting that if people are self-monitoring, their activity levels do increase. But whether that's a long-term change, we just don't know. The research isn't out there at the moment.
What should primary care physicians, for example, be saying to their patients about these devices? Are they worth spending the money on?
I think the main thing with the devices is that it's a way of trying to self-monitor how much activity you're doing, because if you don't know how much you're doing, you then can't change the behaviour.
Yeah.
And you don't know how much you're doing against set guidelines. So it's really trying to think about integrating the information that's been collected into the consults that they may have, and providing information about how much they could do and how much they should do against the guidelines, and thinking about how to get someone to work towards trying to achieve those guidelines.
Is there an age group this works particularly well with?
The research that's been conducted has been from adolescents, 13 plus, and we've seen research in over 65s as well. And a lot of the research is showing that the technology is acceptable, it's feasible, people enjoy using them.
Yeah.
But again, the research isn't out there at the moment to suggest that it's more effective with one age group over another.
How can the use of wearables be improved? Do we need to have a separate app that goes with them? Do we need to have them remotely monitored, for example, or are they just perfect the way they are right now?
So the main outcome variable usually with these types of monitors is steps.
Yep.
So most people will know that 10,000 steps has been recommended as the daily goal.
Yeah.
So having that feedback against, just having that score against that guideline is actually very effective. Using the app will help to track your activity over time, because once it's reset, you don't know.
Yeah.
You can't actually track your data. So historically, it's actually very useful.
How accurate are they?
The research is showing that for steps, they're actually pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So both in free living and laboratory settings. If you're looking at other outcomes, such as energy expenditure, distance travel, for example, the accuracy is actually not as great. And it really does depend on the device and the location that you wear it on. So again, wrist monitors versus hip monitors, they have there are differing levels of accuracy.
And if you spend more money, do you get a better result?
Not necessarily.
Mm.
I think one of the big things that we're trying to do is to encourage longer sustained use of these types of devices, and really trying to think about what we can do to help people to use them is quite important, and how to integrate that into primary care practice. So some of the research suggests that after about 3 to 6 months, about a third of adults will actually stop using these devices.
Yep.
But we don't know whether it's because they've achieved their goals and they don't feel the need for them anymore, whether they've got frustrated with the technology and they've stopped using it.
Yep.
There was a study a couple of years ago that actually looked at reasons for abandoning these technology, and some of it was related to expectation mismatch. So it could be that you've got a device and you want it to record a certain thing and it's just not working very well.
Yeah.
Or it could be that you've actually achieved your goal and you don't need it anymore. So really, when you think about these devices, it's thinking about what you actually want it to do and what you want it to track, because that will determine how you use it.
Terrific. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.